Friday, September 3rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Hurricane Ida will have both short-term and intermediate-term disruptions in grain markets feeding the Port of New Orleans via the Mississippi River. So far, the most immediate impact has been shutting down 95% of Gulf oil wells temporarily, another reminder to government that ethanol and biodiesel plants are a valuable and less vulnerable supplement to our nation's fuel supplies. We've been seeing numerous comparisons to Hurricane Katrina, which made landfall 16 years ago to the day. The only differences are that Katrina hit from due south, while Ida is hitting from the southeast, whereas Katrina was level 4 to 5 while still in the Gulf, but subsided to level 3 by the time it hit. Ida has been level 3 in the Gulf, but actually picked up velocity to level 4 and possibly level 5 as it hit. What does that mean? The level of the storm surge may have been less this time around, with far less flooding due to higher levees built after Katrina. However, the actual structural damage to port facilities, length of power outages, and damage caused by barges breaking loose from moorings, along with inland flooding of Delta crops and torrential unwanted rain for the Mid-South, may actually have been worse than Katrina. Here are highlights of what we researched about how badly hurricanes can mess up grain traffic for weeks and even months after the winds die down. New Orleans is among the busiest ports in the world. It is served by 6 major railroads, 50 ocean carriers, 16 barge lines, and over 75 motor carriers. More than 6,000 ocean vessels annually move through New Orleans, the Mississippi River. The Port of New Orleans and surrounding Gulf ports are the primary outlet that links a vast barge-based inland waterway system to international markets. Hurricane damage to the barge transportation. We have heard of 22 barges breaking loose in New Orleans, each capable of being like a floating bowling ball wreaking havoc on any other vessels' piers that they might hit. When Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast region, an estimated 400 barges out of over 11,000 that ply the Mississippi River were destroyed or damaged. A substantial number of barges and vessels in the area surrounding New Orleans were displaced. Although this physical damage was costly, it is not the major factor limiting the quick reprise of barge transportation up and down the river. The primary problem for barge-based agricultural transportation on the Mississippi River system is the problem of restoring the entire transportation system, encompassing trains, trucks, barges, ports, and ocean-going boats, to a synchronized schedule of deliveries and arrivals. Even though Katrina struck on August 29, 2005, the entire transportation network remained somewhat out of sync to the end of September that year. Waterways and rail lines were backed up and congested with barges and trains arriving to deliver their goods to boats that are berthed in port slots awaiting delivery for goods other than those being delivered. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Also from hurricane damage is the problem of waterlogged grain. Nobody wants it. In addition to an out-of-sync transportation network, after Katrina, approximately 140 barges containing hurricane-damaged corn were left in the New Orleans region. These barges needed to be offloaded and the barges moved back upriver. Because of the poor condition of their cargo, these barges had to be towed to special locations for offloading before they can re-enter the normal barge traffic. For as the immediate impact in the grain basis, there was a sharp decline in river terminal basis, which trickled right back to country elevators feeding the terminals. Many grain elevators serving barge traffic were already anticipating a big harvest demand for storage, and were cautious about buying remaining old crop from farmers needing to make space in their bins for new crop. It took 3 months to restore normal river traffic after Katrina, according to the USDA. We're not predicting the same for Hurricane Ida. In fact, current basis is much better than the 3-year average levels. With Hurricane Ida, electrical outages are the biggest uncertainty for recovery of export loading at New Orleans Gulf terminals, and the markets hate uncertainty. This was a significant catastrophic wind event, whereas Katrina was a water event by comparison. Winds estimated at 150 miles per hour were so strong they temporarily reversed the flow of the Mississippi, which ironically helped limit damage to and from an estimated 20 barges that broke loose from moorings, compared to several hundred that broke loose in the wake of Katrina in 2005. The hurricane has no impact whatsoever on global demand and doesn't change the reality that U.S. export competitors have the smallest stocks in years. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.